I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The fighting in Pakistan's Swat Valley is well into its second week. Pakistan's military says it's killed more than 1,000 Islamic militants. But here's a figure that's both more reliable and more difficult to comprehend. 1.5 million Pakistanis have fled the fighting. Many are living in squalid tent cities. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said today that help is on the way.
Today, I am announcing that the people of the United States are responding to a request for assistance from the government of Pakistan with more than $100 million in humanitarian support.
The aid package is part of the Obama administration's strategy for countering the appeal of the Taliban in Pakistan. The BBC's Haroon Rashid has been traveling in the region today. He's now back in Islamabad. Haroon, where exactly have you been today?
I was in Bunair, and I went up to the district headquarters, the main town, Dugga, which wore a deserted look because local people told me there that 80% of the population has already left for a safer place or for internally displaced people camps set up in different districts. So all in all, I saw also marks of destruction, vehicles destroyed, fuel stations burned down, which proved that until a few days back, this was a battleground between the Taliban and the Pakistani military.
And did you get any sense as to whether there are still extremists, any Taliban still in the area, or have they all fled?
No sign of any militant in that region where I happened to travel around. There was Pakistani military in complete control of that region, but only a few policemen I could see. And the reason is that the police force in that region is extremely demoralized and disorganized because of special targeted attacks on them from Pakistani Taliban in the last few months.
Some analysts have felt that Bunair is actually under the control of the Taliban. So the fact that you didn't see any fighters, I'm wondering what you think that indicates.
I mean, the Pakistani military itself is claiming that they have mostly cleared Bunair of Taliban, and the Pakistani authorities are now asking the IDPs to return to their homes. But when I was there, I didn't see many of those internally displaced families going back. Yes, I did see a lot of men going back, but mostly to look after the homes that they had left behind in haste and their cattle or to harvest the wheat, which is fully grown and needs to be harvested in the next week or 10 days. Otherwise, that whole crop would be useless.
Right. So, I mean, 80%, though, of this one area completely deserted, that's a lot of people. Where did they all go?
To different districts, neighboring Bunair, basically Swabi and Mardan, where the Pakistani authorities have set up around 17 camps.
The United Nations High Commission for Refugees has said this flood of people has taken them completely by surprise. I'm just wondering if you've visited any of the camps and what these numbers, I mean, some people are saying as much as 1.5 million people, what these numbers mean for actually conditions in the camps, I mean, in terms of food, water, shelter, medical services.
I mean, the government and different welfare and non-governmental organizations are trying their best to cope with the influx, but the numbers are still rising. And I think the government did not plan such a large number of displacement in the initial phase. So when this flood came in, they were just engulfed and they couldn't do much about it. But conditions, as you said, are quite difficult in these camps. For one, the weather is very hot these days, and a mere tent cannot keep the scorching sun away from these unfortunate people. And then the ground gets so hot, the mud there gets so baked that one of the officials providing relief to these refugees told me that these refugees are simply being cooked in those camps.
What kind of medical concerns has this presented?
The hygienic conditions at these camps is not good. And as I was traveling out of Bunair into Mardan district, there was this strong dust storm. In such conditions, the gastroenteritis problems, stomach problems, diarrhea, skin burns, and dehydration are most of the problems that these people face. Plus malaria, because of mosquito spread in that region, is another problem that they all have to cope with at the moment.
Haroon Rashid of the BBC's Urdu service in Islamabad. He's been on the road through frontier provinces in northwest Pakistan. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.